time for a deep dive into the one issue that matters most in a capitalist democracy, money. This is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of the Maggie Dawn Show and the Patriotic Millionaires. Now, let's start talking money.
What's up, y'all? I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can find all the old Maggie and the Millionaires episodes. We do this every day. If you go to civicmedia.us, you can also download the Civic Media app and take Maggie and the Millionaires with you wherever you may go. Check it out, folks. Today, we're joined by Jeff Clements, the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment that takes big money out of politics. He's practiced law for 3 decades in both public service and private practice. We've got that in common, Jeff. And is the author of Corporations Are Not People. Duh, that's not actually the title of the book. Corporations Are Not People, Reclaiming Democracy from Big Money and Global Corporations. We got Jeff today on to talk about something especially timely as we're just weeks away from the election. Money in politics. More importantly, how the heck do we get rid of it? Jeff, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for making time for us. Can you tell us more about the work that you're doing to put power back in the hands of American voters?
Absolutely, Maggie, and thanks for having me on. It's great to see you. Yeah, you know, you just put your finger on it. This is what this is all about, is power back in the hands of voters. This will be a $16 billion election, a record. And the thing about it isn't so much that that's a lot of money. It is. It's that it comes mostly from billionaires, global companies, a few big unions, but mostly billionaires, global corporations, and a very wealthy elite donor class on each side from a few zip codes. And it goes all over the country. We all see it. It's down to school committee races. And you had a very expensive judicial race in Wisconsin. So, you know, we're seeing it at every level now. And it's absolutely out of control. That's where the power is. The power is going to those who are able to participate in that kind of way of doing politics. You know, it's just reported out today, 3 billionaires alone spent $220 million for the Trump campaign in the last 3 months, just alone, led by Elon Musk. So we have to do something about it if we want power in the hands of voters, which is the American system. That system is broken. And what broke it was the Supreme Court deciding that the reason we have this money like we do. Nobody chose this. Not a single voter said, hey, this is a good idea. Let's do elections this way. Not one American voter said that's a good thing. The Supreme Court did it. They came up with this wacky theory that money is free speech. Corporations are like people. We're not allowed. We, the people, are not allowed to limit spending in elections. It's a theory of the First Amendment that, you know, a clever lawyer like you or me could come up with, and it sounds kind of plausible until you actually try it. And we've been trying it the last 10 years, and this is what we get. So the only way to fix it, though, Maggie, is a constitutional amendment, because the Supreme Court won't fix it itself. So that means Congress, the states, local governments, you try to pass an effective anti-corruption law to put power in the hands of people, it'll get struck down by the judges. They'll say it violates the free speech rights of those who have the money. So we need an amendment to rescue the First Amendment and free speech from the oligarchs, put it back in the hands of the people.
Yeah. When the Citizens United decision was rendered, the idea that the Supreme Court could be frankly snookered by the idea that money is speech. If money is speech, those that have the most money get to scream, right? And the rest of us are maybe just whispering. It doesn't even make sense. The surface level plausibility is fast stripped away. The specific amendment that you're talking about, you call it the For Our Freedom Amendment. But even hearing the numbers, and there are a number of Wisconsin billionaires that are topping the donor list right alongside folks like Elon Musk. But when we talk about the scope, it's really hard to get our heads around this. Can you help give us some context? How can we actually understand the impact of this massive spending on our politicians and on our policies?
Well, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. I think what we find at American Promise is actually not really lecturing to people about why it has a problem, but listening to people, because most Americans have a story. Most Americans can tell you about what's happened in their community or why they can't get any representation, why their problems are not getting solved. They can tell you that they see their elected representatives spending 50, 60, 70% of their time talking to donors. We all see, you know, presidential candidates going hat in hand to billionaires and then coming out of the meeting and saying that they're going to do exactly what the billionaire wanted. Up in Maine, we just won a ballot initiative to move the amendment forward, 86% of the vote, yes. And, you know, we didn't need to tell the people in Maine, 86%, that we had a problem. They had a problem of foreign government-owned corporations spending millions of dollars to influence the policies and rules of that the people were going to have to live under through the ballot box in Maine. And these are 100%, not just foreign investors, foreign governments owning these companies and spending money in our elections. One of the CEOs of one of these companies, a Canadian company called Hydro-Québec, said, "Are you allowed to do this in your own country?" And they said, "Oh no, our elections are serious, you know." And they come here and there's no rules, so they spend all that money. And so the problem isn't just the nasty attack ads that we all have to watch all day and that dominate our lives. It's not the division, the misinformation that is driven by this money alone. It's that systemic problem that the relationship of Americans to our government has been severed. You know, we are not, even if we like our own member of Congress or we like our candidate, it is impossible to have the kind of relationship that the founders of the country and that Americans want, which is the voters have the power. The elected officials are accountable. We have elections where the voters are heard, and we move policy in the direction of what the voters want. And it sounds quaint now, doesn't it? Because we all know that's not actually how it works anymore.
Quaint and like some vague fever dream, right? Because we seem so far from that, especially when polling on so many major issues is so overwhelming, and yet we seem to be incapable of moving forward. And this has a real impact. This spending in elections really does impact good jobs, good wages, and a good economy. How is that impacting these kitchen table kinds of issues beyond this idea that, and I think, again, 86% in Maine, I'd venture a guess that 86% of people think money is not speech and that we should have some controls over this kind of not just foreign, but billionaire influence over our elected officials. How is this showing up in kitchen table issues for Americans?
Well, I think it's showing up everywhere. I think, you know, why do wages not rise like they should? Why do we have trouble accessing healthcare, and when we can access it, paying a fortune for it? You know, take a look at what the big pharma spending is. Take a look at what the, you know, health insurer spending is. And you can see a correlation. You know, a few years ago, Ohio and California, just two states with the ballot initiative process, because the legislature wasn't doing it, of course, tried to have some price control around drug prices. The pharma companies and other health industry companies spent over $100 million, just crushed it. You know, citizens can't raise $100 million to put something on the ballot that's supposed to be a citizen's initiative that you do when the legislature is too in bed with the donors that they won't do it. So you try to do it yourself. Well, now even that avenue is closed. So it's affecting how much we pay for things. It's affecting what we see in the grocery store. It's affecting our jobs. It's affecting the water we drink, the air we breathe. I mean, it's this kinds of schools our kids go to. So, you know, it's a good system democracy, because all of those can be improved, because we're actually pretty good at talking with each other in our communities, at trying to solve problems. We don't have to agree all the time. But, you know, when voters are heard and, you know, we can debate all we want, and then the election comes and then we move forward and make some of these problems better. But that just doesn't happen. And so that's the end game of how it affects us, is that it crushes the faith Americans have in democracy. And then we start turning on each other and we get into the kind of nonsense that we're seeing in our elections now. And that's very dangerous. So we really have to take this seriously. Fortunately, you know, going into this year, early 2024, Pew Research put reducing money in politics at the very top of American priorities. That had never happened before. It's right after terrorism and the economy, right? Yes. So, and I think because Americans connect the dots, of course, healthcare is on there. Of course, war and other big issues are on there. But Americans connect the dots that if we don't reduce money in politics, we can't start solving some of the other issues that go right into our wallets and our kids' lives and our communities and everything else.
Folks, that's Jeff Clements, CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass the For Our Freedom Amendment to take big money out of politics. He's been both a public sector and private sector lawyer. He literally wrote the book on this. Corporations are not people, reclaiming democracy from big money and global corporations. He's our special guest on today's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We've got about a minute left. I just want to talk about this as a cross-partisan or bipartisan or whatever party you happen to be in issue. You reach both sides of the aisle on this. Everybody cares about this, regardless of whether we put an R, a D, or an I, or something else behind our names.
Absolutely. And in less than a minute, I can tell you Americans are united on this. We at American Promise, we are Republicans, Democrats, Independents, our staff, our board, our volunteers across the country. And there is no daylight. If you look at the polling and you look how people vote, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents all agree we need a constitutional solution so we can limit money in politics. And then we'll have plenty to argue about and compete about in elections. But all of us are getting hurt right now. And fortunately, at American Promise, we can come together. This is the only thing we do. There's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, other stuff we're doing. This is it. So it's a place where Americans can unite and get this constitutional amendment done.
Folks, that's Jeff Clements, CEO of American Promise, the organization working to take big money out of politics through a constitutional amendment. We're going to talk about, is that even possible today? How would we even make that happen? How long might this fix take? Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every day leading up to the election at 3 o'clock, we do Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money because you care about childcare policy, you care about education, you care about securing the border. It's about the money, y'all. And one of the biggest problems in returning power to the people in this country is the absolute avalanche of money in politics. If money is speech, then regular middle class folks, we're barely whispering. And billionaires and foreign corporations that can buy influence, they're the ones that are screaming at our politicians. Our avenue for change is through the ballot box and eventually through a constitutional amendment. So says our guest today, Jeff Clements. He is the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment that takes big money out of politics. He wrote the book on it. Corporations are not people, reclaiming democracy from big money and global corporations. Thanks so much for making time, Jeff. We've been setting the stage and talking about one, how this isn't an issue for Republicans or Democrats or Independents or people who are usually disengaged from the process. This is an everybody issue. And you see that when you go and put the amendment on ballots like you just did in Maine, getting 86% of the vote in favor of a constitutional amendment. But our politics seems so screwed up right now. People seem so divided. And of course, the money in the politics is part of the reason why. But a constitutional amendment seems like a really high hurdle to clear. Is this even possible today?
It's absolutely possible. In fact, it's happening, and it's happening, I think, in the next several years. And I'm not talking like 10, 50, 20 years, but it's on right now. And I think that the first step is for us to accept that we actually do have power in this republic. But we're on the ropes, you know. If we don't use the sort of, you know, in emergency break glass mechanism of constitutional amendments, you know, shame on us. So that means it's on us to figure it out. And so when I started this a few years ago, I had the same questions I think most Americans have. Really? An amendment? How do we do that? When have we ever done that? And of course, it turns out, yeah, we've amended the Constitution 27 times. And what's interesting about it, Maggie, is we do this as Americans about every 50 years when things are really bad. So we did the Bill of Rights right after the Revolution, and the Constitution came out of Philadelphia, the first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, and they're pretty good ones. And then another 50 years and real problems, we're into the Civil War, we come out of that mess with three constitutional amendments to try to put the country and democracy back together, kind of get back to work and family and everything that Americans would rather do than politics or amend the Constitution. 50 years later, things are a mess. Between 1910 and 1920, war, pandemic, massive economic inequality, eclipsed maybe only by our own time, but real problems. And we did four constitutional amendments in the space of a decade. Did it again between 61 and 71. Again, when people were questioning whether this country can stick together and keep going. So this is exactly the kind of time we do amendments. So how do we do it? Well, look in the Constitution. It turns out you can amend the Constitution with a 2/3 vote in Congress and ratification in 3/4 of the states. So is that hard? Yes. Can you do it with just one party or in a partisan way? Absolutely not. So anyone who talks about an amendment who isn't cross-partisan, who isn't doing what we do at American Promise to unite Americans behind it, isn't going to get it done, because you need 2/3 vote in Congress and ratification in 3/4 of the states. But the reason we launched American Promise is we saw the opportunity. 85% is not unusual. Most Americans want this. So what if they had a place to go where Republicans and Democrats and independents could actually work together? That's what American Promise does. And so now we have 22 states that say we're ready to ratify. We hope Wisconsin could be 23. So we're doing a lot in Wisconsin and would love people to sign up at AmericanPromise.net. We're in Pennsylvania, we're in Arizona, we're in Utah, Wyoming, Texas. Those states are vying to be the 23rd and 24th. And when states pass these resolutions in the legislatures or in through ballot initiatives where people can do that like they did in Maine, that is how we're building power. And it's how we can use that power to make Congress actually vote the amendment out and put it back to the states for ratification. So this has been happening. We have a lot of support in Congress. We're having interesting conversations. The Democrats got out a little ahead right after Citizens United. So in Congress, it's mostly Democrats so far. That's not what we see in the states. We see the Republicans leading on this as much as Democrats, and we can win this anywhere. We got a majority vote in Wyoming just a few months ago. So there's nowhere where we can't win this. We're going to take that to Washington. We're having good conversations with Republicans in Washington. So we're going to get the 2/3 vote. We're going to get ratification in 3/4 of the states. And what the amendment will do, you can see it on AmericanPromise.net, it will give us the power to pass limits on how money is used in elections. And that's not unusual. We used to do that. We've had anti-corruption laws going back 100 years. There used to be a limit on PACs, $5,000. There wasn't such a thing as a super PAC. It was illegal to do more than $5,000 to a PAC. Now you have people putting $100 million and calling it a super PAC. That's what the Supreme Court did. We can unwind that. This does not have to be the way things are in America. We can fix this, but we got to get that amendment to the Constitution done.
And every Wisconsinite will, I think, remember with pride, regardless of their party, the work that our former Senator Russ Feingold did, that the Supreme Court then undid to try to limit money in politics. We got to get back to that. Again, where is the website that folks can find out more, Jeff?
It's AmericanPromise.net. All one word, AmericanPromise.net.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. That is Jeff Clements. He is the CEO of American Promise, a cross-partisan organization working to pass a constitutional amendment that takes big money out of politics. He also wrote the book on this called Corporations Are Not People, Reclaiming Democracy from Big Money and Global Corporations. I'll just say this on a personal note. I have always, as a lawyer and as someone that has cared deeply about public policy, been so personally disturbed by the access to both Democrats and Republicans that the richest among us can buy. It shouldn't be this way. It doesn't have to be this way. and Americans should be demanding of every debate, of every candidate, their commitment to the For Our Freedom Amendment. Let's take money out of politics. Thanks so much, Jeff, for your great work on this issue.
Thank you, Maggie. Really appreciate the conversation.
Thanks for listening to Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money, a joint production of Civic Media and the Patriotic Millionaires. For more information, go to patrioticmillionaires.org and be sure to tell your friends. The Patriotic Millionaires buy advertising across a number of Civic Media stations.